calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the Automatically Deleted Husband, and because I figured I'm going to put both of these on DVD, it's a video today. But three things. One is, I visited a state champion today. We had a delightful dialogue. It was magnificent. It really was. It was an honor. It really was, because we're talking in track and field. They did first place, 50 meter, 100 meter, 200 meter, 400 meter, 800 meter, and 1500 meter. First place in all of them. This was a woman who did this. Her name is Lillian. We talked for 20 minutes or so and so forth. It was delightful. It was in a particular category, 90 to 94 years old. She's 92. And I think the reason she took first place is in that category, you know, state champion. But I think she was the only one. But it was delightful, simply because of the fact, at 92 years old, she's competing. And, you know, I looked at her time for the 1500 meter, was 21 minutes, you know, and I can do that in less than 12 walking. But I'm a little bit less than 92. And I delight in that. I'm interacting with people who do things that are just absolutely marvelous. And it was such a joy to visit her today. This is a woman, that the old lady that I meet her every month or two or so forth when I'm walking, and she's out in her yard. We talked, and she knows me, and, you know, even said she was wondering about me, since I hadn't seen her. I saw her once, actually, a little while ago, but she's hard of hearing, so there were issues. But anyway, it was delightful. But, you know, when she told me today she's the state champion, it's delightful. Anyway, and one of the other issues is I said that I was going to do this in video today, and it won't be, because I didn't turn on the video recorder. But the other thing is, just make sure I have the audio on. Yes, okay. The other thing is, I received a bill today. Came from the Lord. It was a bill for excessive prayer requests. Because I constantly ask too often for the Lord to bless my wife. And so I received a bill for doing that too often. Anyway, I hope you understand the humor there. But the other thing that I found interesting, I have received several more responses on my petition to find somebody who will be the face of Shofar Nexus. And one person talked about another person, and his response was, he looked into it, and it scared the daylights out of him. That's why I found that humorous. Well, so I can leave you the audio, and obviously I'll leave you the notes, the scores on the email of Lillian, my friend, who is the state champion. Let me remind you a few verses. In case anyone, just the possibility, would be interested in striving to be obedient to Christ, to actually trust Him, to obey Him, and to live in obedience to Him. Because, again, as I stated before, He gives you some promises. So let me just reiterate those promises. John 16:33. I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world, you will have tribulation, but take heart, I've overcome the world. So you're in the world. I'm in the world. Till the day we die, we're in the world. We're in a tribulation. That's the promise from Jesus for His elect. 2 Timothy 3:12. Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. Yay, isn't that wonderful? And of course, Hebrews 12:7. It is for discipline that you have to endure. God is treating you as sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? Again, this is what happens when you strive to be obedient to Christ. These are his promises. This is his act of love towards you. And the thing that really, because of the striving to find somebody to be the face of Shofar Nexus, and the thing I just watched a moment ago, is how in it wasn't Gaza, it was the West Bank in the country of Israel, where people have been told, get out of your house. You have, what was it, they gave them 3 weeks or something of the nature. You have to leave your house and you have to demolish it. If you don't demolish it on your own, we'll send you a bill because we're going to demolish it. This is the norm. The Christian Zionists, where do they stand in this? It's interesting. But the point behind that and so many other things I've seen is the 1 Corinthians 16. Be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong, let all that you do be done in love. I'm trying to find people who actually believe stuff like that. And why is that important? Again, a verse that I've used many times, Revelation 21:8. But as for the cowardly, the faithless, the detestable, as for murderers, the sexually immoral, sorcerers, adulterers, and all liars, their portion will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. So, again, another promise of God. You know, for those who have all these immorality issues and the cowardly. I think that's a big deal. Where does my family stand? My lady, I love you.